Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come now down upon us and lift us up through Jesus to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So one summer day, my father takes my sister and I down the creek to the pasture that's just to the west of our house. He arms us with these large kind of pruning shears. These nippers, or these loppers, as they're technically called, are for pruning trees and pruning vines. They've got this sort of curved interior blade on one side that looks kind of like a frozen flame, and then the other blade mimics that same curve, and it's kind of, it arcs in such a way that when you open up the lopper blades, the inside between them gives kind of like a little crescent shape, crescent moon shape. Well, today we are cutting down little pines, my father announces, and watch this. So he grabs my nippers. He walks over to a tiny pine tree that's sprouting out of the ground, and he fits the slender trunk into the crescent-shaped gap between the blades. He pushes the handles together with a click, and the little pine flops to the ground. My father looks up at us. All right, we need to get all of the little pine trees in this pasture cut down today. So my sister and I set to work. In the morning, we race from little pine tree to little pine tree with all of the energy of our 10 and 11 years. But after the lunch break and the sun's very slow movement across the blue sky, our pace begins to slacken a bit. Our feet drag as we stumble between the prickly sprouts. Blisters develop across our palms, and our childish minds begin to grumble. Is quitting time ever going to come? And we want to give up. We're done. Like, this is getting boring. We're starting to take more water breaks. We're wondering if we should even be bothering with those baby pines kind of down in the crevices between rocks, down the draw, in the thorn brush. This day is lasting forever. It'll be time to get those things later. My father notices our flagging work. Just a little while longer, he calls. Just a little while longer. New energy surges through our skinny arms. Well, we can do this, I guess. And so we attack the ponderosa shoots again. Just a little while longer. We can do that. Just a little while. An hour later, the sweat is pooling and dripping off our noses, and the boredom is creeping in again. My father shouts over his shoulder once again, just a little while, just a little while. It's almost quitting time. And again, a burst of energy. And this time we just barely make it to the end of the day. Just a little while, just a little while. Well, sisters and brothers, our Christian lives resemble a day cutting down little pine trees, sin's little pine trees. We trudge from sin to sin. We fit the slender trunk into the crescent-shaped gap between the lopper blades. We push the handles together with a click, and the sin flops to the ground. Some sins are small sprouts and only take marginal effort to displace. Others require multiple cuts, groans of frustration, and creative twisting and pulling. It's hard work living what St. Peter calls an honest life among the Gentiles, chopping down the fleshly lusts which war against the soul. The sweat puddles and drips off of our nose as we try to be servants of God who honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the King. But as the sun travels across the sky, that initial burst of energy in our Christian life begins to lag. Our feet begin to drag, and the blisters develop across our palms, and our childish minds start wondering, when is this ever going to be over? Is quitting time ever going to come? Is Jesus ever going to signal, it's time to go home? The day is done. Our shoulders sag in discouragement, and our work starts to go a little slack. Our pace slows between cuttings. There are more water breaks. And we lose our sense of urgency. Some of our little pines that we leave behind are only half cut off. And we're not even sure if we should bother with the sins that are kind of in the crevices, in the cracks, and in the thorn brush. It's taking so long. There's so much time. We'll get them later. We're not alone in our discouragement or our childish perception of time during a space of testing and struggle. In our gospel reading, the disciples sit in the upper room. Jesus has just washed their feet and announced that someone will betray him. He knows that soon the disciples will be out in life's hot sun, nipping off the little pine trees of fear and selfishness. He knows that from the moment the soldiers surround him in Gethsemane all the way to his resurrection, the 11's work and struggle for holiness is going to feel like forever. They're going to want to give up. When is this going to be over? Is quitting time ever going to come? Jesus also knows that after his ascension, the same discouragement and temptation will emerge. As the giddy world rejoices in Jesus' apparent absence, as the blisters break out, it will be hard for the disciples to stay the course. Will Jesus ever say it's time to come home? It's been forever. And so Jesus prods and assures all of us disciples in Jerusalem and in Jackson that it's just a little while. Just a little while. A little while and you will see me no more, says Jesus. Again, a little while and you will see me. Some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me. And again, a little while and you will see me. And because I go to the Father. I said, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he means. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you were asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. When a woman is in travail, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she is delivered of the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for a joy that a child is born into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy from you. Jesus encourages all of us childish disciples. It's just a little while till quitting time. Just a little while. Hang in there. Keep living like Jesus' people. Keep loving your Father in heaven. Keep throwing yourself upon him in wonder and reverent fear. Keep loving one another with the hard love of boundaries and self-sacrifice. Keep chopping down the fleshly lusts that war against your soul. It's just a little while. Just a little while longer. Jesus encourages us. It's just a little while. You can do it. It's almost quitting time. And at the same time, Jesus prods us to more effort. It's just a little while before quitting time, before you die, before I return. Right now is the time to cut down sin's pine trees. Today is the day of salvation. We need to get the pasture cleared today. Now is not the time to slack off. The Father is giving you a little while to prepare for eternity. So don't squander it. Repent of your sins. Lop off your lusts. Lop off all that sense of, oh, I'm better than all the other people around here. I wish I had what my neighbor has. Oh, man, I need more of this and that. Lop off the lusts and the fornications and the adulteries. Lop off all of the evil that continues to sprout up like little pine trees. Just cut it off. It's only a little while. Lop it off. It may feel like you've got your whole life to deal with those cycles and patterns that hurt others and yourself, but you don't. You've only got a little while. A little while. It's just a little while. The words rush into our soul with Holy Spirit power. We can do this. We can nip off sin. We can say no. It's not forever. It's just a little while until Jesus comes again. Just a little while until we see him after we die. Just a little while. The Anglican priest and spiritual director, Father Reginald Somerset Ward, once observed that, quote, "There is nothing which more surely saps the vigor and zeal of our efforts than the prospect of a long and monotonous continuance of them. However," he says, "there is nothing which is more bracing than the knowledge that we have only to hold out for a brief period and we shall reach the conclusion." Sisters and brothers, keep nipping off sin's little pines. Don't give up. Jesus is calling over your shoulder. It's just a little while. Hang in there. You can do it. It's almost quitting time. Just a little while. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.